This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan and Ian are here with me, and I'm going to clear the phone lines now and get the early birds off and give you a shot at playing the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 30 days, you can call us now, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. Before we play the challenge, 2 hours ago when we began things here, I was talking about the breathless breaking news coverage on CNN of the incident at LAX today. And, of course, whenever there's any breaking news and live coverage of something that's happening spontaneously, not enough reporting goes on and too many unconfirmed reports get on the air. Another word for unconfirmed reports is rumors. Well, I just read this. Apparently, some news organizations picked up on a tweet from at Headline News that Michael Hayden, the former director of the NSA, was one of the people at LAX who was shot dead at the airport. The Globe and Mail of Toronto picked it up and ran with it. A couple of other companies picked it up and ran with it. Turns out Michael Hayden wasn't even at the airport, wasn't shot at all, certainly wasn't shot dead. This is just another example of news organizations hearing a rumor and reporting it as a fact without actually doing any reporting on it. It's like when they had the incident at the Washington Navy Yard back in September, where TV networks were so breathless in trying to get the name of the gunman and the number of shooters who were there, they got that wrong. They named the wrong guy. They said there were two or three different shooters there. Same thing happened in Newtown last year, the Boston Marathon bombings back in April. Every time they go on the air and they try to report something live, we're breaking this news. No, you're screwing up this news. Sometimes covering the news means actually going out and reporting it and then come back to me and find out the facts that you've gathered.
Yeah, the poor two guys that were on the post, the cover of like the New York Post or something. Remember, it was like a runner, a high school runner and his coach, and they had
backpacks.
They just happened to have backpacks.
Yeah.
The bag men.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Now, I do know this, that two of the members of the cast of Mythbusters were at LAX today. Nowhere near where this took place. They said that they heard gunshots. It was Tori and Grant, two of the guys on that show. They're fine. And I just read that the TV series Mad Men was filming in another part of LAX.
Wow. Which,
of course, they had to make up to look like it was 19. What are they up to on that show? 68, 69, 70? I can't even remember where they were the last few episodes. But they're filming stuff for the next season, and they were filming stuff today at LAX. And, of course, that had to be shut down, too.
My niece is actually flying into LAX about now, so I don't know what's going on with the airport now.
She's probably going to have to fly around Wolf Blitzer.
Oh, boy.
Which is the most dangerous position to be in. The other part of the story that I couldn't help but think of was when they said, well, because of the security breach at a screening checkpoint, everybody who was already in the terminal will have to be rescreened. Oh, you mean you're not anywhere near the incident? You're on the other side of the terminal, and now they make you go back out? Hundreds and hundreds of people standing there in that line. All right, let's play today's Harris Challenge. Mary, welcome to the Big 550.
Hi, Paul and company.
Thank you very much for joining us. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
I'd like to give a shout-out to my husband, Larry, who recently retired, and we get to spend a lot more time together.
Okay. Let's see what's inside the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions and categories are for the Harris Challenge every week, and they come spilling out now, led, of course, by our weekly topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? We also have Two Decades Ago, or Convert This. Which one would you like, Mary?
I'm going to have to go with Have You Been Paying Attention?
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. We're going to start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You can answer or pass on each question. If you have time before the 1 minute expires, you can go back and pick up the ones that you have passed on. When the buzzer sounds, I'll tally up your points, and if you get seven or less, I will have to punish you. But if you get more than halfway through the 15-point possibility, and you get eight or more, you will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
All right, Paul, we have one dozen donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
And they have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
And these are donuts the size of your head.
Yes, they are.
We also have...
Ask for the Bacon Maple Donut. Ask for it by name.
Oh, yeah.
And people have texted me and said, you're joking. They don't actually make a bacon donut. Oh yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
There's bacon sprinkled right on top there.
Bacon.
And that is America's meat candy.
Did you just make that up?
No.
Oh, that's good.
I have to give Glenn Zimmerman is the one that I got meat candy from.
I like that.
I think it's tremendous.
Bacon, America's meat candy.
Yeah, I did make that part up.
Brought to you by the National Pork Council.
We also have a $20 gift
certificate. I'd like a meat candy donut, please. You know what? Our friends at Old Town Donuts are going to be driven crazy now by people going into one of those locations, going up to the counter. Yes, hi, I would just like a meat candy donut. What? I'd also like to wash that down with some moo juice.
What? We have a $20 gift certificate to Subliminal Subs with several locations throughout St. Louis, including one right here in Westport.
So, you know, those are the prizes you can win, or you can get 15 points, Mary. That's all you can get on a clean sweep, and then you'll win all the prizes for a value of well over $1 million. All right, Mary, your category is, have you been paying attention? We've got the clock ready to go. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What did the FAA announce this week airline passengers will no longer have to do during takeoff and landing?
Wear your seatbelt.
Turn off your electronic devices. Which member of Obama's cabinet testified before a congressional committee this week about the technical problems with healthcare.gov?
Veneer.
Kathleen Sebelius. After revelations that the NSA tapped Angela Merkel's phone, who wrote to the German chancellor this week asking for help against U.S. persecution while he's hiding in Russia?
Snowden.
Snowden is right. What piece of high-tech equipment was Cecilia Abadi ticketed for wearing when she was pulled over for speeding in California Tuesday night?
TV.
Google Glass. Here's your five-pointer. You need this for the win. What was found inside three pumpkins in a woman's luggage at the Montreal airport this week? Snakes, cocaine, or candy corn?
Cocaine.
Yes, it was cocaine. 5-3 is 8 points, Mary, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Wonderful.
Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prize while we meet our next contestant. Hello, Steve.
Hi, guys. AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, just hope you guys are having a great day, and go Cardinals. Oh.
Damn. Yeah.
Go Mizzou. Go Rams. Go home. Let's see what's on the category list here on the computer. We have two decades ago. We have Convert This, or our new third category, Colorful Music. Which one would you like, Steve?
Oh, let's try to Convert This.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Within one, how many feet are there in a fathom?
Five?
Six, so you're right. Within two, how many furlongs does a horse have to race to go 1 mile?
18?
Eight. Oh. Within three, how many miles do you have to run to go 10 kilometers?
Eight.
6.2, so you get the points. Within four, how many hours are there in 1 week?
Oh, man.
Didn't know there'd be math, did you?
No.
You can pass if you want.
Pass.
Within five, how many grams are there in an ounce?
16.
28.35.
Uh-oh.
Within four, how many hours are there in 1 week?
144.
7 times 24 would be?
168.
Steve, on our little Convert This quiz, your math comes out to 1 plus 3, which is only 4, and is less than 7. We're using the less than sign on the Harris Challenge today. And because you're under 7, I do have to punish you. I went into the archives today. Sometimes I find things on my hard drive that I don't even remember ever using before. And I'm pretty sure this has never been punishment music on the Harris Challenge. This is from one-time Family Feud star Richard Dawson, the guy who started on that show and did it for many years. Of course, was also one of the stars of Match Game, and of course was also on Hogan's Heroes for many, many years. What you don't know is that at some point somebody said, you know, Richard, you should really do an album of original songs. And he said, well, I will. You can guess the era based on the sound of the music. Late 60s, early 70s.
Apples and oranges. Apples and oranges high in the tree. I'll pick some for me.
This is brilliant songwriting.
Apples and oranges.
Okay, okay, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Survey said.
Wow.
Steve, I'm sorry I had to put you through that, but you earned it.
Hey, you guys have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks very much for playing. Here's our next contestant. Hello, Sean.
Hello, gang.
Sean?
Hi, Sean.
Tell us about yourself, Sean. 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Hey, I'm Sean. I'm a carpenter. Just hope everybody's having a good day, and let's have some fun.
All right. Well, you can have 2 decades ago, colorful music, or our new third category, could be true, could be false.
How about could be true, could be false?
You figure you got a 50-50 shot on every question, right?
That's what I'm figuring.
That's how they all fall for it. Okay, Sean, good luck. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. True or false, if a number is divisible by 9, the sum of its digits must be divisible by 9.
True.
True or false, moisture in your armpits is secreted by the perspirolo gland.
That's false.
Yeah, I made that up. True or false, the tip of a whale's fin is called the baleen.
That's false.
That is false. The character Lieutenant Columbo, played by Peter Falk, was originally supposed to be played by Bing Crosby. True or false?
True.
That is true.
Am I bothering you?
Now the 5-pointer for the win. The study of clouds is called nephology. True or false?
False.
Oh, that one's true. Oh, you almost had the clean sweep. Almost had the clean sweep, but you got 1, 2, 3, and 4, and that's 10 points. Sean, congratulations.
Woo!
Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prize, and we'll move on to our fourth contestant. Hello, Scott.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
First, Paul, hello. Dan and Ian, hello. I'd like to say hello to my son, Caleb, and my mom, Jane, and go Blues.
There you go. All right.
Yes, absolutely.
We have 2 decades ago or colorful music.
I'm going to go with 2 decades ago, Paul.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Scott, let's play the Harris Challenge.
Finally, I'm excited.
Who was President of the United States January 1st, 1993?
1993, I believe that was Clinton.
January 1st, George H.W. Bush was still president. In 1993, who became the second woman ever to take a seat on the U.S. Supreme Court?
Sotomayor.
Ginsburg.
Damn it.
What new country did Václav Havel become the first president of in 1993?
Kazakhstan.
Czech Republic. For 2 points each, which 2 South Africans won the 1993 Nobel Peace Prize?
Nelson Mandela.
Yeah, that's one.
Pass.
5-pointer. What was the name of the religious cult whose compound burned down in April 1993 in Waco, Texas?
The Branch Davidian with...
That's correct. That's correct. Now we need the other Nobel Prize winner from 1993.
And he was a South African, you said?
Yes. F.W. de Klerk.
I wouldn't have known that.
All right.
I thought it was Charlize Theron. That was the only other South African.
The only one I would pay attention to.
I was extremely honored to finally get to play your game, Paul. I'm sorry that I didn't pull through.
Well, you got the 5 and the 2 for 7 points, Scott, but as you know, that is at the punishment threshold, and so...
I'm ready.
All right. Take it like a man. Here's Richard Dawson.
Okay.
Apple.
Oh, boy.
Orange and red. Hang on. Overhead, so hard and far, far away, far from the blood.
Have we got off on a tangent, or is it just me?
From the guns.
I guess they thought since he's English.
What? And the dark red.
I think the band gave up right there.
Okay. You guys have a beautiful day.
Thanks, Scott. Have a great weekend. Here comes our final contestant today. Hello, Josh.
Hello.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I just became an uncle again with a Ugandan adoption by my sister. They're home safely, and my kids are going to visit the City Museum for the first time tomorrow. So, exciting weekend for us.
That is very exciting. Boy or girl?
Boy, and he's the same age as his new almost twin brother now. So I've got two nephews at age two.
Oh, congratulations. That's fantastic. And I'm glad everybody's happy and healthy. And how old is your son?
My son is five, and my daughter's eight. And they'll be climbing through the log maze at the City Museum tomorrow morning.
For the first time?
Yes.
Oh, what a perfect age to go there. Oh, they're going to have a fantastic time. Make sure they climb under the floor.
I haven't been there in a long time, so I don't remember that, but my wife's all on top of everything, so I think I'm just driving and paying.
A.K.A., I'm the dad. All right, Josh, one category left. It's colorful music.
I choose colorful music.
Good choice. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What song contains the lyric, "There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold"?
Stairway to Heaven.
Correct. In what song did Sting tell a woman she did not have to turn on the red light?
Roxanne.
Correct. What colorful Fats Domino classic is also the name of a restaurant on the Delmora Loop?
Pat.
What is the first color mentioned in Mary Had a Little Lamb?
Pat.
Which singer-songwriter had a hit in the 70s with a song she wrote called Big Yellow Taxi?
Oh, jeez. Mallory Bertinelli.
Joni Mitchell. Good guess, though. What colorful Fats Domino classic is also the name of a restaurant on the Del Mar Loop?
Blueberry Hill.
Correct. What is the first color mentioned in Mary Had a Little Lamb?
White.
Is fleece as white as snow,
yeah.
Josh. You pulled it out. 10 points. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And have a great time at the City Museum and with your new nephew. Thanks so much for playing.
Thank you.
That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.